It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift held a concert at California's Rose Bowl this past May, and this is why I think she might be a secret FBI agent, because it was monitored by facial recognition systems. She used this to target her stalkers. Her facial recognition system was built into a kiosk that displayed highlights of her rehearsals, which would secretly record onlookers' faces. According to Rolling Stone, which spoke to a concert security expert who observed the kiosk, attendees who looked at the kiosk were immediately scanned. Afterward, the data was sent to a command post in Nashville, Tennessee, that attempted to match hundreds of images to a database of her known stalkers. The legality of doing facial recognition tech at concerts is on the artist's side, because a concert is technically a private event. Is that not like the most wild thing
I'm
ever?
I'm just going to have like my head down the whole time until I get to the actual stage.
It's so cool.
It's not cool. You like to have people watch you all the time. I hate the fact that at any given time we're covered in cameras anywhere we go outside of our house.
Also, notice how Alex is always one that's like, don't have an Alexa in your house.
Yeah, don't have it. It's the government.
The government. Everyone's watching you all the time. They're always recording
safety.
You. And then
it's
Taylor Swift. She's like, this is so cool.
I don't mind this because, you know, a huge public event like this is prone to terrorist attacks and stuff like that. I mean, we saw what happened in that Ariana Grande's concert, you know, in London. Like, I think this could be helpful if they're scanning the crowd for terrorists or stalkers or bad people. But on a more exciting note, guess what today is?
I don't know. What is today?
It's my Taylor's birthday. Taylor Swift is 29.
I do get my feelings hurt. Nothing ruins your day more than getting a bad review.
I have drunk, but I'm not a drinker. And I don't drink to get drunk, because that's just not cute. Like, and I don't want to smoke anything because I sing.
I love her. I love her so much.
I don't believe
Taylor.
Any of that, by the way.
Taylor, I'm going to have a piece of cake today in honor of you. Steve Carell was on Ellen and talked about getting hit by a car by a fan while riding his bike.
I made a turn and I didn't see the car behind me, and they hit me from behind. So I went up over the handlebars and I thought, well, I'm going to tuck and roll. And I rolled and I got up and I was fine. And the woman who was driving the car jumped out. She was distraught, obviously. Yeah. And I went over to her and my bike was sort of stuck under the front of her car. And she's saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's Steve Carell. And she was so excited that she hit me.
Dancing with the Stars is taking a break. The reality show won't be airing in spring of 2019, when it would usually debut after the end of The Bachelor. It's expected to return, though, in fall of 2019. Dancing with the Stars also changed up its format in 2018 by doing an all-athlete season in the spring, with a regular season premiering in September. It was a season full of incredibly talented celebrity dancers this last season, but ended to extremely mixed reviews because they, you know, gave DJ Bobby Bones from
buddy,
the radio.
Our buddy Bobby won, so that means that's it. We're done. The show has jumped the shark. They're no longer going to let it happen.
Well, they gave him the Mirror Ball trophy, and so despite him having earned much lower scores for the dancing than most of the competitors, the end of the season, he won because fans voted for him. They liked him. And the end of the season led to many calling for a change in how the show even works. So I think that they are recalibrating, you know, how much weight fan votes are going to have now because of Bobby.
Good for him, though, man, that he did the rules that they had in place, and he won.
That's right. Paris Hilton did a celebrity ASMR interview for W Magazine. If you don't know what ASMR is, I'm obsessed with it. It's like a huge YouTube community thing. It stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
It's weird people making whispering sounds.
Yeah, it's whispers and sounds, and she kind of talked about her life while doing it.
That's hot. I've never done ASMR. Relaxing. My life has been anything but relaxing.
My ears hurt. Like, it hits like a dog whistle. I don't know. It's just her voice in general, but it's like a dog whistle. I'm like, ah, I hear it. It's so loud.
Coming up in less than an hour, Miley Cyrus talked about Liam Hemsworth yesterday and losing their house in that California wildfire.
All right.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Now look, the holidays can be awkward if you aren't getting along with your family, and Lucia is finding this out. She had a big blowout fight with her family and wants to know if she needs to apologize to her nephew or not. She doesn't have to do that. We're talking to her next for Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show.